Welcome to Module 1, Session 2. In this session, you're going to learn the foundations and methodology of sacred dance so you can create your own personal practice or from the comfort of your own home. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Like I mentioned in the previous session, sacred dance was originally created for the purpose of being a group movement class. That group movement class is usually a 2-hour guided dance journey that followed a very specific structure set to a carefully curated playlist, which takes hours, if not days or even weeks, to create and is played very loud. I'm talking nightclub loud. But guess what? You don't have to follow any of those rules or requirements. In this program, we are using sacred dance for the purpose of creating a personal practice. So there's no set structure to follow. There's no carefully curated playlist that you must spend hours creating. And there's definitely no set volume you need to have your music at. Sacred dance as a personal practice is all about freedom. Freedom to do whatever you want, however you want. Now, before we dive into the methodology of sacred dance, let's take a moment to talk about the importance of having a personal practice. Like Esther Perel, today's most renowned psychotherapist and New York Times bestselling author, I truly believe that the quality of our relationships determines the quality of our lives. In other words, our relationships are really fucking important. If the health of your relationship with another is really just the totality of your state of being plus their state of being, then it's in everybody's best interest that you do whatever you need to do to keep your side of the street clean and clear. Keeping your side of the street clean and clear isn't about striving for perfection. It's about being real and true. And in order to be real and true, you have to become free from the shackles of who you think you ought to be, so you are free to live from a place of expansiveness where anything is possible. For this to happen, though, you must develop a deep and intimate relationship with the greatest truth teller to ever live, your body. In this program, we are developing that deep and intimate relationship with the body using sacred dance. Sacred dance is a sensual movement practice designed to open the body into its fullest expression, erotically and emotionally. It's based on the premise that your body is wise as fuck and that you just need to get out of your own way so you can access that wisdom. That wisdom can move through you. To do this using the method of sacred dance, you simply need to listen, feel, dance. I'll say it again. Listen, feel, dance. Yep. The sacred dance method is that simple, but don't let its simplicity fool you. Otherwise, the joke's on you. So let's break this down further. Step 1, listen. Because music is one of the key elements of sacred dance, we need to learn how to listen to it with more intent. We need to locate where the music is first coming from outside of us, and where that music is then entering into us, which brings us to step 2, feel. Now that your focus of attention is inside of yourself, we start to notice where the music lands on and in our bodies, and we start to notice how it feels. Essentially, this step 2, is all about meeting your own desire, and desire is coming in the form of an urge to dance. So at this stage, we aren't even dancing yet. In fact, we don't move on to step 3, dance, until we can no longer resist that urge to dance. In other words, our bodies must dance and only then do you dance. Now, depending on how easy it is for you to drop down into your body and feel all the feels, you might not actually start dancing for a very long time. And that's totally okay. In fact, it's perfect. If that does happen to you, remember our mantra: stay curious. Don't judge yourself, and definitely don't compare yourself to others, especially if you start reading or listening to others' experiences before you have your own. Sacred dance is a personal exploration. It's going to unfold differently for everyone. So allow your body to reveal information to you on her time, not yours. There's absolutely no rush, and there's absolutely no place you need to get to. So take your time practicing this method over and over and over again. Practice as often as you can and take notes. Keep a journal to track what music you're dancing to and what you're noticing about your explorations, particularly how your body loves to move or what thoughts or stories or emotions are coming to the surface. As for those of you who are able to drop down into the body and feel all the feels really quickly, I encourage you to hang out observing that urge to dance just a little bit longer. See what happens when you give that desire or that energy time to build. All right, that is it from me right now. It's practice time. See below this audio for further instructions.